Paragraph Dalid. Ubegolus Mitzrayim hoyu shnehem bagolus hadas vohemuna. When the Jews were in exile in Egypt, both of these, das and emuna, were in golus, as is brought. Shebe Mitzrayim hoyo hadas begolus. In Egypt, there's a posik, a famous posik, lochein golo ami mibli das. Therefore, my nation went into exile from lack of das. So golus means lack of das. V'chein hoyo hadibur begolus. And when the Jews were in exile, the dibur was in golus. Bebechinas kvad peh. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, I can't speak. When Hashem told him he wants him to talk. Sheze bechinas golus emuna. And when we speak about the dibur being in golus, that's synonymous with golus emuna. Ki ikar hu emuna al yedei hadibur. Because the main expression of our faith in Hashem is through our speech. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutim Ran Tanina, Simen Mem Dalet, there's a pasuk, Oidia Emonoscha Befi. I inform you of my faith with my mouth. Ukemuvan Bat Toiran Alan, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Torah Samar Beis. This is why Klal Yisrael could not get out of Egypt unless they performed these two tikkunim, shehem limud poiskim v'tainus, which is the study of halacha and tainus. Avol b'mitzrayim hoyadayin koydem matan Torah. However, while we were in Egypt, we were before the Torah was given. V'loy zochu adayin l'tikkunim anal, and we weren't yet zochet to have these two tikkunim. V'im hoyum amtinim ad shiyasaknu hatikkunim anal, and if Hashem would have waited for us to make these two tikkunim, hoyu nishorim shkuim begolus, we would have remained stuck in exile permanently. Because the forces of Tumah were so strong in Mitzrayim, and they had latched on to the Jewish people in such a severe way, that we couldn't draw these two tikkunim at that point in time. Therefore, Hashem did a major kindness for us, and he performed an incredible miracle. Uposach v'dilei galaketz. Hashem jumped over, he skipped over the ketz, the proper time when we were supposed to be taken out. V'heir lanu he'oro niflo shalei k'seder. And Hashem shined upon us a very bright light, not following the regular rules at all whatsoever, without prerequisites, without all kinds of standards. Kimavur bekavonois me'oitzim he'oro shalel Pesach, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, the incredible bright light that shines on the night of Pesach, Sheme'irin kol hamoichin, whereby all the different levels of seichel light up, they shine, Uboin moichin de gadlus koidem le moichin de katnus. And the person receives moichin de gadlus before moichin de katnus even, which is a reverse of the proper order. Ayin sham, look over there in the writings of the Arizal. Shaideze hoyo ikar hagula. And this is what brought about the redemption of Klal Yisrael. Ayin sham, look over there in the Kisvi Arizal. Hainu shetomit srichin mi koidem le sakin atikunim anal. Usually, a person has to first make these two tikkunim, and once he makes these two tikkunim of learning poiskim and fasting, then he zochet to tikkun adibur, where the dibur turns around and gathers up lelaket shara hanitzutzos, to gather up the other sparks of kedusha that had fallen into the sitrachra. And this is what brings to the downfall, to subduing the Sitra Achra. But when it came to leaving Mitzrayim, Hashem showed incredible kindness. And Hashem turned on the face of Kedusha with a very bright light, even before we perform these two tikkunim. Ki Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoi nizgala b'mitzrayim, because Hashem himself was revealed in Egypt. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'ovarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, I passed through the land of Egypt. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sarav, I, no angel, no אני השם, אני ולא, שזה בחינס, הסגלוס פני הקידושה, שנסגלוס בהור הנפלאות. This refers to כביכול, the face of Hashem that was revealed in Mitzrayim with an incredible brightness. שהידי זה הויום הפולס מצרים. This is what brought about the downfall of the Egyptians. עד שרבי מהם השליחו אמונוסם ונסגיירו. To the point where many of them rejected their faith in idols and everything, and they converted. כמו שקוסם, as the Pasuk says, וגם ערב רב עולו עמוהם. A great mixture came up with them, with Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt. וידי זה הויו הגאולה. And it's this bright light that Hashem revealed, the Oyer Haponim, that brought about the Geula. Ki ha-Geula ho-yiso b'leil rishon shel Pesach. Because the Geula took place on the first night of Pesach. She'oz bo-yisoy ha-layla nilkech asor le-beis paroi. That was also the night, generations earlier, when Sarah, the wife of Avram Avinu, was taken to the house of Paroi. She'hu remez al-choyd yoyfi adibur she'hoifech ponov aleim. This is the concept, Sarah is the concept of Malchus, Sarah, Sar, and Malchus is Dibur. The concept of Sarah being taken captive into the palace of Paroi implies the Dibur going into the Sitra Achra to sort out sparks of Kedusha from there. Shaydezehu Hachnosam. This is what brings about the downfall and subduing of the Sitra Achra, כמבור כל זה בהתוירה הנעל. As Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this in the Torah Likut Imran, the Torah that this halach is based on, which is the Torah Samach Beis. ומחמזה אוסורוז החומץ בבל ירוע בל ימוצה. And it's for this reason, based on all of this, that we're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, and we're not even allowed to have it in our possession. We're not even allowed to look at it. וצריכים לאכול רק מצה. We're only allowed to eat matzah. Ki chometz hu bechinas kushyos, because chometz symbolizes the questions that we have about Hashem. Bechinas ki is chametz levovi, my heart will become sour in a sense with these questions, these doubts. Shenem arshom leinyan kushyos shehoyeloi belibo el Hashem isborach. Dovid HaMelech used this wording over there in Tehillim regarding the questions that he had about on Hashem. ועל כן, בכל השונו הוא אכילו בבחינס אכילס חומץ ומצה. This is why, when we eat throughout the year, our eating is חומץ and מצה. וזהו שהזכיר במנשתנה, this is why, in the Haggadah, in the Manishtana, it says, שבכל הלילו יסונו איכלן חומץ ומצה. אף על פי שלא יהיה צורך להזכיר, כי מה שאיכלן בכל הלילו יש חומץ. It would seem that's superfluous. It would seem that it should have just said, all year around we eat chametz, and on Pesach we eat matzah. But that's not what it says. It says, all year around we eat chametz and matzah. Kama shoymer shebchol alayla son oichel and shar yirokos. Just like when we talk about moror, we say, all other nights of the year we eat other vegetables. On Pesach we eat moror. So it should have been, all nights of the year we eat chametz. On Pesach we eat matzah, but that's not what it says. V'lomo hizkir gam matzah. Why does it say that all year round we also eat matzah? Hachbaze merumos tikun achilas Yisrael b'chol hashana. In these words, the Baal Haggadah is hinting to us the tikun of the achila of the Jewish people throughout the year. Ki achilasenu tomid b'chol hashana b'bchinas achilas chometz u'matzah. That our eating throughout the rest of the year, other than Pesach, is chametz and matzah. Sheo achila klula mishnei hatikunim anal. Our achila is a combination of both tikunim. Sheim tikun adas vohemuna, das and emuna. Dehainu leyashev hakushis sheev shel yashvan, to go ahead and resolve those questions that can be resolved. שזהו בחינס חומץ, בחינס חימוץ המויח, שמחמיצן המויח והדעס, ליישב ולתארץ מה שאפשר לתארץ. רב נוסן זל says, this is the concept of חומץ, because חומץ means to wait, to delve into something. That means a person delving deeply into the questions that he can resolve, and learning what he has to learn to get to those answers. ומצא הוא בחינס תיקון האמונה, whereas מצא represents the tikkun of emuna, Shenemsheches Misechel Elyon Gavoya Yoiser V'Yoiser, which comes from a very high, an emuna that comes from a very high level of Sechel, Kedei Sheloi Lehistakel Alakushya Sheyef Shel Yashvan, so that we should not delve into those questions which we can't answer right now. V'alkein, and therefore, b'Pesach, shadayin lo yizachinu latikunam anal kanal, on the holiday of Pesach, which was before Matan Torah, before it, when we were not yet zoicha to these tikunim, rak shenim shecholeinu he'oron eflo milamala, but rather Hashem beamed down upon us a very high level of light from above, shehu b'chinas he'oras pnei hakdusha, which is a concept of Hashem shining upon us the light of His holy face, shaydezeh nistakenes emunah kanal, and that's what corrected our defective emuna when we were in Egypt. Alkein yef shelonu lechol kiyem matzah. That's why during Pesach we are not permitted to eat anything other than matzah. We can't eat chametz. Shehu meichel elyoin v'govoya moed. Matzah represents a very high level of food spiritually. Bechinas mon. It's associated with the mon. Kemoi shem razal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, ugo shehoitzi Yisrael mimitzrayim. Toamu bohen tamun. The matzois, the cakes that the Jews took out of Egypt with them, tasted like mon. Shehu meichel shehamalochim nizayinim emenu. That's angel food. That's food that the angels draw from. Kamo yishom razal, as the Gemara says in Yuma, dafayin hei. Hainu shubachinas meichel shenimshach alidei heoro hu el yoino haniflo hayuredes alenuos. It represents a food that comes to us via a very high level of light that's being beamed down upon us. Shaydezeh zoichin lahakaras Hashem Yisborach v'lirdof achrov b'ziz rizas niflo b'shtoikus nimrotz b'muna niflo. That's what gives us the ability to recognize Hashem and to run after Him at top speed with incredible yearning and with great, great, wondrous faith, as the Jews did when it came to leaving Egypt. However, at that point in time, it's still forbidden to try to apply one's brain to try to answer questions. Even those questions which can be answered on Pesach, we have no time to get into questions. We're on the run. We're looking to get out of there, like running away from fire to get out of Egypt. Because we did not yet receive the Torah. And we were not yet zoicha to be mesakin the tikunim of learning poiskim of tainus. This is why when it comes to Pesach, we're not allowed to think and procrastinate and spend time, you know, delving deeply to try to resolve even those questions which we can resolve. Rak lismoich alemuna levad shonu mekabla matum alamala boron eflomi sech laim v'goya. But rather only to rely on faith, which we receive at a very high level through this bright light of sechel that's being beamed down upon us. Shubachinas heoras pnei akdusha, again, the light of Hashem's face, kav yochel, shemeiros, which shines then, and the tikkun of our eating right now is coming only from there. On Pesach, it's coming only from that place of emuna. And this is the concept of eating matzah, which we said is related to mon, about which the Jews, when they saw it, they called it man because they said they didn't know what it is. Kilo yodu mahu. They didn't know what is this. Shehu bechinas achilo kedoisho gvoya ma'oid. Shehu lama'ala menadas. This refers to a very high level of eating, which is above the level of das. Bechinas emuna niflo. Referring to an awesome, awesome high level of emuna. Because we know when we speak in terms of Kabbalah, when you go up in the spheroids, when you go up to Das and Chochman Bina, there's still higher. There's what's above that, which is the Keser, the crown of Hashem. And then when you go still higher, you go into the Malchus of the next world. Malchus is Emuna. You go to a level of Emuna that's above the Das that's below it, the Das of the lower world. Aval chametz osurat b'mashehu b'bal yiroh b'bal yimotzah. However, chametz at this point in time on Pesach is completely forbidden. Even a drop. You're not even allowed to see it. You're not even allowed to have it in your possession. Ki osur ato lichnois b'shum kushya afilo masheh evshel yashkanal. Because at this point in time on Pesach, we're not allowed to enter into any questions whatsoever, even those questions which we can resolve. Aval b'chol hashana mutra chametz. Whereas throughout the rest of the year, chametz is permissible. Ki kishe zoichin la tikunim anal, because when a person zoicha to the tikunim of Pesach, and then the tikunim of the fasting and the limud poisim and everything, oz hutra chametz. Then chametz becomes permissible. Ki oz zoichin la hamshech tikun adas, leyashev hakushyes she'ef shel yashvon. Because then we zoicha to draw upon ourselves the tikun adas, to be able to resolve those questions which we can resolve at this point. Shezeo bechinas tikkun achilas chometz b'chol hashana. This is the tikkun of eating chometz throughout the rest of the year. V'al kein tomid hu achila dekdusha bechinas achilas chometz u'matzah. And this is why we say that our eating throughout the rest of the year is chometz and matzah. Because the eating throughout the rest of the year is a combination of these two tikkunim. Shem tikkun adas v'ho emuna. Aval ato bepesach osur lahachmitz moach b'shum oifin. Whereas on Pesach, we're not allowed to allow our brain to dwell on anything too long. Aval mashev shel yashev. Even related to those questions that can be answered now. This is why chametz is so strictly forbidden on Pesach, even a drop. Rak lechol matzah, we're only allowed to eat matzah. Shenimshach bePesach mehor elyon anal kanal. The matzah which we eat on Pesach, which draws from a very, very high level of light. Paragraph Hey. V'alkein achar shvi shel Pesach shehu kriyas yamsuf hutar achometz. And this is why after shvi shel Pesach, which is when kriyas yamsuf took place, then chometz becomes permissible. Ki kriyas yamsuf, again, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, they have the extra day. Ki kriyas yamsuf hoyo al yidei matei Moshe. Because the splitting of the Red Sea was accomplished through the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umate Moshe do malach memtes. And the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, which is called Mate, symbolized, represented the angel in heaven called the Malach Memtes. There's an angel in heaven that's called Memtes. His name is actually, full name is spelled Memtes Tes Reish Vav Nun. But we call him the Malach Memtes. Shekol Mishisha Sidrei Mishnah. That angel is a composite of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh say that that angel rules during the 6 days of the week. Kaviyochol on Shabbos, Hashem rules. Even during the 6 days of the week, obviously Hashem is in charge of that angel. Everything is Hashem. But during the 6 days of the week, that angel has some authority in a sense. So that angel represents the 6 days of the week, which are represented by the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, which have in them Kosher Posel, Tomei Tohar, Osur Mutar, Shehim Bechinas Kosher Posel, Shezeo Bechinas Limud Poiskim. That's the whole concept of the Limud of Halacha, Poiskim, Shaydeze Nivka Yam HaChochma, through which we split open, we break open the Yam HaChochma, Vezoichen Letikun Hadas, and with zeichet to the tikkun adas, to be able to resolve those questions that can be resolved. And then the emuna becomes strengthened through our learning. And this is why, after that, after the splitting of the Red Sea, after Shvi Shel Pesach, chometz became permissible. Because chometz being permitted throughout the rest of the year is accomplished through the tikkun adas, through the limud poiskim, which corresponds to the splitting of the Red Sea. And this is why the Red Sea was split on the sixth day of the Omer, keneged shisha sivrei mishnah, corresponding to the shisha sivrei mishnah, shehem b'chinas kosher posel tomei Torah samutar, shehem ikar hatikun hanimshach haidei limud poiskim. That's the main tikun that's being accomplished by learning halacha, that we're resolving all of those questions that come up in the Torah Shebaal Peh, in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Shehem ikra hatikun anim shal deilim lepaiskim shubhan es kriyas yamsuf, shayde ze hutur hachometz achar kach. That's what makes chometz permissible after kriyas yamsuf, after Shvi Shel Pesach. Paragraph Vov. Gam tzrichen bepesach lachnia shloishes sori paroi. In addition, on the Yontif of Pesach, we're involved in subduing the three leaders, the three officers of Paroi. Shehem sar hamashkim, v'sar ho'ifim, v'atabochim. Shehem, which are the kone, veshet, and vriden that we learned earlier. V'ze zoichen ayde mitzvah pesach, v'achilas matzah, ushtias arba koisois. Shehem machniim shloisha soramanam. These three mitzvahs that we do on Pesach correspond to these three offices of Paroi. Ki mitzvah shchitas ha-Pesach machnia sar ha-tabochim. Because the shchita of the Korban Pesach is the tikkun for Potiphar, the sar ha-tabochim, the butcher, Paroi's butcher. U mitzvah matzah machnia sar ho-ifim. The mitzvah of eating matzah, which is something that's baked, is Machnia, the baker of Paroi. Ushtias hakoisois, and the drinking of the four cups of wine, Machnia saramashkim, is Machnia the saramashkim, who represent three leaders in the Sitra Achra, these three offices of Paroi. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh b'chinas mashenoigen abchoirois lesanois ber of Pesach. With this, we could also understand the custom that we have, that the b'chorim, fast on Erev Pesach, Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim shehu lohitzi hadibur mi meitzer hagoroin ulachnia paroi v'shloishes sorov zoichin al yedei hatayinus. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likut Imran and Torah Samach Beis that to be zoicha to leave Mitzrayim and to take the dibur out of golus, out of the meitzer hagoroin, in order to and to subdue Paroi and his three leaders, we're zoicha to accomplish that through fasting. Shaydeze medapkin achoyrei hakdusha. We explained earlier that fasting leads to a unification of the back of the kedusha, the yichud kutshebrichu, ochor bochor, in a sense. The word ro'ov, which we explained was the achorayim, the resh is the achorayim of Elikim, and the ayin beis is the achorayim of yudkei vovkei. And this is why it's specifically the bechoyers that fast. Ki ikar milas hatainis humachma shechoyzrim b'chol pamela haschola shehischelovin alsanois. Because as we explained earlier, the main effectiveness of a fast is based on the beginning, when it started from. Again, if this is the 10th hour of the fast, that's what makes it more difficult than hour number one, even though this is six, this is an hour, this is an hour. But it's all dependent on the haschola. According to how far away you are from the beginning of the fast, that's what makes it become more and more difficult and more special. And this is why, by fasting, we unite the backs of the Kedusha. This means that when it comes to fasting, we keep always going backwards. This is the concept of all new beginnings that we make when we're in Kiddusha, where the main thing is the beginning, we said. That's what takes the most energy. When a person wants to change, he wants to leave a certain path and start a new path. And therefore, even as a person is growing in Yiddishkeit and he's climbing from level to level, he's always drawing on that initial super, super burst of energy that he had that helped him make the initial change. As all of this is explained very clearly in Torah Samach Beis and Likut Imran, Ayin Sham Heitev. Look into it well over there, so you'll have all of this very clearly explained. V'al kein ha-bechoyros daikom esanen b'erev Pesach. And this is why it's the bechoyros specifically that fast on Erev Pesach. Ki ha-bechoyor hu reishis. Because the bechoyor is the firstborn. Bechinas haschol, corresponding to the beginning. V'al kein niskachu ha-bechoyros. And this is why Hashem declared the bechoyros as being holy. Ki ikar hu haschola, because the most important thing is the beginning. And when the first child is holy, then it's much easier for the children after that child to be holy. As we find the Arizal explains, that all the children that are born after the first son receive some of their neshama, some of their spirituality from him. Nimtza, shehabechor hu bebechinas haschola, so the bechor is the beginning, shezebechinas kedushas hatainis, which is the whole concept of fasting, as we mentioned. The whole focus in fasting is the beginning. V'alkein ikar yitzias mitzrayim hoyayde kedushas bechorim. And this is why the whole concept of the Jews leaving Mitzrayim was dependent especially on the issue of the Bechoyers, that final plague. Kimavur sham b'parshas boy, ki oz horag Hashem b'chor Mitzrayim, v'echniya b'chor desidrachra, v'hitzel b'chor Yisrael, b'chor digdusha. Because right before the Jews left Mitzrayim, that's when Hashem destroyed, demolished the Bechoyers of Mitzrayim, and he saved and rescued the Bechoyers of the Jewish people, the Bechor of Kedusha. Va'oz nizkachu ha-bechoyrim. And from that point in time on, the bechoyrim were considered sacred, kodesh l'Hashem. Kemo shekosav shom, as the pasuk says, kadesh li kol bechoyr. Ki ikar yetzias Mitzrayim hu bebechinas kedusha v'haschola. Because the whole concept of leaving Mitzrayim is a concept of kedushas haschola, a new beginning. Shezeo bechinas tainis. That's what makes it possible for the Dibur to exit from Mitzrayim, from Paroi, from his officers. That's the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is why the holiday of Pesach, which is leaving Mitzrayim, that's the real beginning of Klal Yisrael as a nation. That's when Klal Yisrael as a nation first started realizing Hashem and starting to come close to Him. V'oz nizkachu b'chayros. That's when the b'chayros were declared as sacred. Shem gam kein b'chinas haschol gam, because they're also a beginning. They're the firstborn. V'al kein noyagin ha-b'chayros daiko lehesanois. And this is why it's the b'chayros that have the custom to fast on Erev Pesach. Ki k'dushas ha-tainis u'b'chinas k'dushas haschol kanal. Because fasting is synonymous with this concept of the beginning. Shaydeze ikur bechinas yetzias Mitzrayim lohitzi adibur mimetzar gorim. That's what brings about the leaving Mitzrayim, the taking the dibur out of the throat, out of the constriction in the throat. V'alkein esov shebizus habchoyra mochares habchoyra al yedei taiva sachilo daiko. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the discussion that we're having, based on what we've been speaking about fasting and other things that we explained, and how we tied in the concept of fasting to the beginning, because we said that the effectiveness of a fast goes back to when you started from. Meaning, two people can be fasting for 60 minutes, one is getting 100 times as much credit as the other one. Why? Because the first one started fasting yesterday. This one started fasting 5 minutes ago. His 60 minutes doesn't compare in any way to the other one. Because again, the effectiveness of a fast is going back to the Aschola. By the other one, this is his 25th hour of fasting. The second person, it's his first hour of fasting. There's no comparison at all. So the whole effectiveness of a tainus is based on going back to the haschola. And we said the haschola was the concept of bechor, of firstborn. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, we could also understand why when Esav, we know that Esav and Yaakov Avinu came out of their mother's womb almost at the same time. And Esav ended up selling the birthright to Yaakov Avinu. And it was sold through an inyan of Taiva Sachila. Kamashikosuv, as the Torah tells us, that Esav came back from a major battle, and he said to his brother Yaakov Avinu, Halitenino, shovel the food into my mouth. He was very hungry. Ki kedushas habchoiro hu bechinas kedushas ha-hascholo, shezoichno zaydei shviras taivas achila daiko. Because the holiness of the bechoiro, the birthright, is the concept of the holiness of the beginning. The bechoiro is the firstborn, the first one, which a person is zoicha to really achieve through breaking taivas achila, through shehu bechinas tainus, which is the concept of fasting, shehu bechinas kedushas ha-hascholo, which reflects the holiness of the beginning. V'alkein lehefech, and therefore the opposite, Esav, shebizos habechoira, Esav, who despised the birthright, mocharez habechoira, he sold it, ubizo isa, and insulted it, ayde taivas achila daika, specifically through his taivas achila. Kome shekosov sham, as the posuk says there, vayoichal, vayesht, vayokom, vayelach, vayivas Esav habechoira. He ate and drank, got up and left, and he insulted the bechoira. His whole eating and drinking was like a behemoth, without a brocha, without a birchas hamozon. Ki daiko al yidei taiva sachilu shtia, bizos habchoira shubchinas haschola, because specifically, by eating improperly, he insulted the bechoira, which is associated with the beginning, shekdushoso al yidei tainis, whereby the holiness of the bechoira is related to tainis. Alidei shviras taivas achilu shtia, by breaking the desire for achil and shtia. We mentioned the previous shir about the tainus bechoirim, specifically, that on Erev Pesach, it's the firstborn that fast. And we showed over there, on the previous page, how the connection between the sinyan of bechoira and tainus. And tainus is a form of breaking taivas achila. V'yakov avinu zocho ozla bechoira. Esav rejected the Bechoira. Yaakov Avinu acquired the Bechoira. Ki kol echod zocho bechelkoi, because each one received his proper portion. Ki tekev shero Yaakov toikev taivas tavosoi lachilu shtia, because immediately when Yaakov Avinu saw Esav's base desire for eating and drinking, shomarloi, that Esav said, halitenino, shovel the food down my throat, Omar la Yaakov Tekev, Yaakov Avinu immediately said to him, Michro kayoimes bechoiros choli. Now I want you to sell me your bechoira. Hainu al pianal, this is tied into what we learned earlier. Ki me'achar shatom eshuka kol kach betaivas achila, once you've shown that you are so steeped in taivas achila, ein ha bechoira shayeches lecho. The bechoira is not appropriate for you in any way whatsoever. Ki kedushas habchoira hu al yidei bechinas tainus, bechinas shviras taivas achila kanal. Because the holiness of bechoira is associated with breaking taivas achila, which is the concept of fasting. Ve'esav nisratze tekef loze. Esav immediately agreed to this. U'mochar u'bizos habchoira b'shvil taivas achila. He sold and insulted the bechoira by trading it in for his taivas achila. V'Yaakov nosanoi lechem unezid adashim. Yaakov Avinu gave him bread and the lentil soup. V'yoichal v'yeisht v'yives. Esav ate and he showed his disrespect for the bechoira. Ki Yaakov nosanoi kol taivas achila. Yaakov Avinu gave away to Esav the whole taivas achila. Ki hu shiber me'atzmoi taivas achila. V'nosan taivas achila le'esav. Yaakov Avinu succeeded in breaking and eliminating from himself the taivas achila and giving it all away to Esav. V'hu kibeh le'atzmoy be'ad zeh ha-bechoira. And in place of taivas achila, Yaakov Avinu received the bechoira, shezoichen eleho al yidei shviras taivas achila, which one is zoiche to by breaking Taivas Achila, Shehu Bechinas Tainas, which is an example of that is the concept of fasting, where a person shows that the food doesn't control him, that when he wants, he can stop eating, he can stop drinking,